DPR 65, Hour of the Divine Mercy. I implore your divine mercy upon all of mankind, especially upon poor sinners. I implore your divine mercy upon the souls of priests and religious. I implore your divine mercy on all faithful and devout souls. I implore your divine mercy upon the souls who do not believe in God and the souls who do not yet know you. I implore your divine mercy upon all the souls that have separated themselves from your church. I implore your divine mercy upon the humble souls and the souls of little children. I implore your divine mercy upon all the souls who especially venerate your divine mercy. I implore your divine mercy upon the holy souls in purgatory. And I implore your divine mercy upon the souls who have become lukewarm. The Miracle Prayer. Lord Jesus, I come before you just as I am. I am sorry for all my sins. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. In your name, I forgive all others for what they have done against me. Please forgive me. I renounce Satan, the evil spirits, and all their works. I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus, now and forever. I invite you into my life, Jesus. I accept you as my Lord, God, and Saviour. Heal me, change me, strengthen me in body, soul, and spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, cover me with your precious blood, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you, Jesus. I shall follow you every day of my life. Amen. Mary, my Mother, Queen of Peace, all the angels and saints, please help me. Amen. You expired, O Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fountain of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O Lord, behold here before you a soul who exists in this world in order to allow you to exercise your admirable mercy and manifest it before heaven and earth. Others may glorify you through their faithfulness and perseverance, thus making evident the power of your grace. How sweet and generous you are to those who are faithful to you. Nevertheless, I will glorify you by acquainting others of your goodness to sinners, and by reminding them that your mercy is above all malice, that nothing can exhaust it, and that no relapse, no matter how shameful or criminal, should allow the sinner to despair of forgiveness. I have offended you grievously, O beloved Redeemer, but it would still be worse for me if I were to offend you by thinking that you were lacking in goodness to forgive me. I would rather that you deprive me of everything else than the trust that I have in your infinite mercy. Should I fall 100 times, or should my crimes and my sins be 100 times worse than what they actually are, I would continue to trust in your infinite and unfathomable divine mercy. Amen. Prayer for mercy for the dying. O merciful Jesus, lover of souls, I beseech you, by the agony of your most sacred heart, and by the sorrows of your Immaculate Mother, and the sorrows of your most chaste Father, St. Joseph, wash clean in your blood the sinners of the whole world, who are now in their final agony, but especially those on their way to eternal damnation, and who are to die on this day. Heart of Jesus, who suffered death's agony, I beg you to have mercy on these poor souls. Amen. Prayer for mercy for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home and within my own family. Amen. Eternal Father, reach out with your tender love and mercy to those children who wander the streets at night. With your unfathomable love and mercy, bring them back to their families or to a home that you have chosen for them. Jesus, through your divine mercy, please enable us to help all these poor children with our deeds and with our prayers. Holy Spirit, lead many to reach out in love to poor children in distress and homeless children throughout all the world. Mother Mary, send out your mother's love to those poor children who have never really known the love and tenderness of an earthly mother. Heavenly Father, Saint Joseph, send out your fatherly love to all of those children who have never known the love and tenderness of an earthly father. We unite these prayers with all the prayers of the Divine Mercy offered to the Eternal Father this day for the lonely, the distressed, and the homeless children and people of the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, we put ourselves into your hands this day, and we ask you with all of our heart to cure the terrible addiction to alcohol and to drugs that many people all throughout the world have, creating them an intolerance for alcohol and drugs that will prevent them from ever offending those who love them again, and grant their loved ones the grace to forgive them for all the hurt that they have caused. Through the divine mercy and the blood of Jesus, I also pray that they will be healed of all withdrawal symptoms of this terrible affliction. I sincerely ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Divine mercy, I beg of you to protect all those helpless children who are physically and sexually abused, especially by those whose duty it is to guide and protect them on earth. Send your enveloping cloak of mercy and wrap it around those poor children and enfold them in your love and protection. Send forth your rays of blood and water to cleanse and renew the souls of those who perpetrate these vile acts of Satan. Let there be a way to get your powerful image of divine mercy into the homes of these sad families, from where graces will flow as you promise, and they shall be renewed. O blood and water which gushed from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, we trust in you. Amen. We pray for all the helpless little children who die in the womb of their mother, and we pray that all of these little souls will be given eternal life by our Lord Jesus Christ, through his divine mercy, and I beg Jesus that I be allowed to spiritually baptize all the little souls who are born dead, and I do so by saying I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, I have called you by your name, you are mine. Jesus, friend of a lonely heart, you are my haven, you are my peace. You are my salvation, you are my serenity in moments of struggle and amidst an ocean of doubts. You are the bright ray that lights up the path of my life. You are everything to a lonely soul. Even though it remains silent, you know the weaknesses and you comfort and heal, sparing our sufferings. Amen. Eternal God, goodness itself, whose mercy is incomprehensible to every intellect, whether human or angelic, help me, your feeble child, to do your holy will as you make it known to me. I desire nothing but to fulfill God's desires. Lord, here is my soul and my body, my mind and my will, my heart and all my love. Direct me according to your eternal plan. Amen. Prayer of Entrustment to the Divine Mercy. O Lord our God, we place our trust in you, because you are mercy itself. We repent of our sins and turn to you for mercy. We trust you to provide for our every need according to your will. Help us to forgive others as you forgive us. We promise to be merciful by our deeds, words, and prayers. Though we have fears because of human weakness, we rely on your infinite goodness and mercy. We entrust to you the future of our planet. We entrust to you the future of our country, our church, our nations, our families, and all of our needs. With loud cries, we implore your divine mercy upon us and upon the whole world. Look upon us, created in your image and likeness. Form us in the heart of Mary and in the heart of St. Joseph by the power of the Holy Spirit into the living images of divine mercy. May all come to know the depths of your infinite mercy and sing the praises of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Litany of the Mercy of God. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Mercy of God, supreme attribute of the Creator, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, greatest perfection of the Redeemer, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, unfathomable love of the Sanctifier, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, inconceivable mystery of the Holy Trinity, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, expression of the greatest power of the Most High, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, revealed in the creation of the heavenly spirits, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, summoning us to existence out of nothingness, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, embracing the whole universe, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, bestowing upon us immortal life, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, shielding us from merited punishments, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, raising us from the misery of sin, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, justifying us in the Word incarnate, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, flowing from the wounds of Christ, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, gushing from the most sacred heart of Jesus, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, giving to us the most blessed Virgin Mary as a Mother of Mercy, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, shown in the revelation of the divine mysteries, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, manifested in the institution of the Universal Church, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, contained in the institution of the Holy Sacraments, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, bestowed upon mankind in the sacraments of baptism and penance, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, granted in the sacraments of the altar and the priesthood, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, shown in calling us to the holy faith, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, revealed in the conversion of sinners, we trust in thee. Mercy of God, manifested in the sanctification of the just, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, fulfilled in the perfecting of the saintly, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, font of help for the sick and the suffering, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, solace of anguished hearts, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, hope of souls afflicted with despair, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, always and everywhere accompanying all people, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, anticipating us with graces, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, peace of the dying, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, refreshment and relief of the souls in purgatory, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, heavenly delight of the blessed, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, crown of all the saints, we trust in Thee. Mercy of God, inexhaustible source of miracles, we trust in Thee. Lamb of God, who did show us Thy greatest mercy in redeeming the world on the cross, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who does mercifully offer Thyself for us in every holy mass, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, through Thine inexhaustible mercy, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. The tender mercies of the Lord are over all His works. The mercies of the Lord I will sing forever. Let us pray. O God, whose mercy is infinite and whose treasures of pity are inexhaustible, graciously look down upon us and increase in us Thy mercy, so that we may never, even in the greatest trials, give way to despair, but may always trustfully conform ourselves to Thy holy will, which is mercy itself. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of mercy, who with Thee and the Holy Spirit does show us mercy for ever and ever. Amen. Invocations of the Divine Mercy. Divine Mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, better than the heavens, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, source of miracles and wonders, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, descending to earth in the person of the Incarnate Word, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, which flowed out from the open wound of the heart of Jesus, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the Sacred Host, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in the sacrament of Holy Baptism, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, endowing us with immortal life, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, lifting us out of every misery, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, source of our happiness and joy, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, embracing all the works of His hands, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, crown of all God's handiwork, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, in which we are all immersed, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, only hope of despairing souls, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls, I trust in You. Divine Mercy, inspiring hope against all hope, I trust in You. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase Your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to Your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Bring to me all of mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of My unfathomable divine mercy. In this way You will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon our trust, which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy for ever and ever. Amen. Bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon all of mankind. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in men and women consecrated to your service, that they may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Bring to me all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. They were a drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. Most merciful Jesus, from the treasury of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this grace of you by that most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father, with which your heart burns so fiercely. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls, as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them your blessing and surround them with your constant protection. Thus may they never fail in love or lose the treasure of the holy faith, but rather with all the hosts of angels and saints, may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Bring me those who do not believe in God and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who do not believe in God and of those who as yet do not know you. Let the rays of your grace enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may extol your wonderful mercy, and do not let them escape from the abode which is your most compassionate heart. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who do not believe in you and of those who as yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them to the light of the gospel. These souls do not know what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Bring me the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is, my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way they alleviate my passion. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who have separated themselves from your church. Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the abode of your most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too may come to glorify the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who have separated themselves from your Son's church, who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your Son, and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in his most compassionate heart. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Bring me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthen me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is capable of receiving my grace. I favour humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, receiving to the abode of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy, and they are the Heavenly Father's favourites. They are a sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in your most compassionate heart, O Jesus, and they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek souls, upon humble souls, and upon little children who are enfolded in them in the abode which is your most compassionate heart. These souls bear the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance rises from the earth and reaches your very throne. Father of infinite mercy and of all goodness, I beg you by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them to bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Bring me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion, and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatest attribute, your divine mercy. These souls are mighty with the very, very power of God himself. In the midst of all afflictions and adversities, they go forward, confident of your mercy, and united to you, O Jesus, they carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatest attribute, that of your fathomless mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls are a living gospel, their hands are full of deeds of mercy, and their hearts overflowing with joy sing a canticle of mercy to you, O Most High. I beg you, O God, show them your mercy according to the hope and the trust that they have placed in you. Let there be accomplished in them the promise of Jesus, who said to them during their life, but especially at the hour of death, the souls who will venerate this fathomless mercy of his, he himself will defend as his glory. Amen. Bring me the souls who are detained in purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church, and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy, so I bring into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls in purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gushed forth from your heart put out the flames of purgatory, that there too the power of your mercy may be celebrated. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory, who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness with which his most sacred soul was flooded, manifest your mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way but only through the wounds of Jesus, your dearly beloved Son, for we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Amen. Bring me souls who have become lukewarm, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will. For them the last hope of salvation is to run to my mercy. Most merciful Jesus, you are compassion itself. I bring lukewarm souls into the abode of your most compassionate heart. In this fire of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who like corpses filled you with such deep loathing, be once again set aflame, O most compassionate Jesus. Exercise the omnipotence of your mercy, and draw them to the very ardour of your love, and bestow upon them the gift of holy love, for nothing is beyond your power. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon lukewarm souls, who are nonetheless enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Father of mercy, I beg you by the bitter passion of your Son, and by his three-hour agony on the cross, let them too glorify the abyss of your divine mercy for ever and ever. Amen. Our Lord said to Saint Faustina, encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Saviour, Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet you will obtain everything, if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayer is, in the strictest sense, a humble religious petition of man to God, to seek divine benevolence and benefits he needs for life, both temporal and eternal. It is a conversation with God, either by accepted prayer forms or from the heart. Here, then, in conversational verse, is a hypothetical talk the Lord might have with us, his children. It is not necessary, my child, to know much in order to please me much. It is enough that you love me fervently. Speak here to me, then, as you would speak to your most intimate friend, to your mother, to your brother. So you want to ask me to do something for someone? Tell me his name. Is it your parents, your brothers, your friends? Tell me what you want me to do for them now. Ask much, very much. Do not hesitate to ask. I love generous hearts who somehow can come to forget themselves to look after the needs of others. Speak sincerely to me, then, of the poor you would console, of the sick you see suffering, of the strayed you yearn to see return to the right path, of those absent friends you want at your side again. Say at least one word for each, the ardent word of a friend. Remind me that I have promised to listen to every petition that arises from the heart, and is not a prayer for those whom your heart especially loves such a prayer. And for you, do you need a particular favour? Make a list, as it were, of your needs, and come and read it in my presence. Tell me frankly that you are prone to anger, that you love sensuality and pleasure, that you are perhaps proud, variable, negligent. Ask me to come to the help of those efforts, many or few, which you undertake to free yourself from these faults. Do not be ashamed, poor soul. There are in heaven so many saints who had these same defects, but they prayed humbly, and little by little they saw themselves freed from them. Do not hesitate to ask me for spiritual and material goods, for health, memory, success in your work, enterprises and studies. All these I can give, and I do give, as long as they do not hinder but rather assist in your sanctification. Precisely today, what do you need? What can I do for you? If only you knew how much I would like to help you. Do you have right now some project in mind? Tell me everything in detail. What preoccupies you? What are you thinking? What do you want? What do you want me to do for your parents, your brothers, your children, your superiors? What would you want to do for them? And for me, do you feel an attraction for my glory? Do you not want to do something for those friends whom you love much, but who perhaps live separated from me? Tell me what in particular attracts your attention today, what you desire most ardently, and what means you have of obtaining it. Tell me if your plans are not working, and I will tell you the causes of your difficulties. Do you not want to interest me in your quest? My dear one, I am the Lord of hearts, and I move them, without violating their freedom, to wherever I please. Are you perhaps sad or in bad humour? Tell me, you inconsolable soul. Tell me your sorrows in all their detail. Who wounded you? Come close to my heart and find in it a refreshing balsam for the wounds in yours. Then you will confess that, like me, you forgive everything, you forget everything. In appreciation you will receive my consoling benediction. Are you perhaps afraid? Do you feel in your soul those vague stirrings of sadness, which, however unjustified, can be so tearing? Throw yourself in the arms of my providence. I am with you, I am at your side. I see everything, I hear everything. I shall not abandon you for one moment. Do you feel ignored by persons who loved you once, but who now have forgotten you without cause? Pray for them, and I will bring them back to you, if they are not obstacles to your salvation. And don't you have perhaps some joy to communicate to me? Why don't you let me share it with you like a friend? Tell me what has consoled and gladdened your heart since yesterday, since you last visited me. Perhaps you have had an agreeable surprise. Perhaps you have seen grave doubts dissipated. Or you have received good news, a letter, or perhaps a gesture of love. Maybe you have overcome some difficulty or come out of a trying situation. All of this is my work. I have obtained this for you. Why not show me your gratitude and say, like a child to its father, "Thank you, my father, thank you." Gratitude brings forth new gifts, since benefactors, as you know, like to see themselves appreciated. Do you not have a promise to make to me? I read the bottom of hearts. Men are easily deceived, but not God. Speak to me then honestly. Do you have firm intentions of avoiding the occasion of sin, of denying yourself that object that harmed your soul, of not reading again that book which excited your imagination, of avoiding that person who disturbed the peace of your soul? Will you be kind to that person who, because he offended you, you have regarded as an enemy? And now, my child, return to your work, to your office, to your family, to your studies, but do not forget these 15 minutes of intimate conversation we have had in the privacy of the sanctuary. Keep as much as possible silence, resignation, modesty, charity towards your neighbours. Love and honour my mother, who is also your mother, and please come again tomorrow with an even more fervent heart, united to mine. In it you will find every day new love, new gifts, new consolation. Here I await you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.